is Deborah Cohen. And you know, there was a song around in the 60s when I was a hippie child. Something about what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But we also need healing, global healing in this nation. And in discovering how to bring healing in different ways, I am learning as a singer how to bring healing to people through song. If this is something that interests you, then please get a spot where you can be uninterrupted for the next 30 minutes, and I'll read some information that may be of interest to you. I'll be right back, right after this message. Hello, this is Deborah Cohen. I'm so glad you found me online. My music is a variety of genres, starting in the 80s as a new wave singer-songwriter, opening up for Joan Jett in Kenmore Square, Boston. From there, I wandered into different genres, exploring my faith, praise music, interfaith music, and pop, rock, indie music, as well as music for TV, film, and movies. So there's all kinds of things to learn listening to my podcast, A Story and a Song. And I hope that you will enjoy the journey with me and that you will share what you hear. Thank you for listening. And this is Deborah Cohen, and I thank you for joining me, whether you're live on twitch.tv/Deborah Cohen Music, the chat is open, or on my Instagram channel at Deborah Cohen Music, DOTCOM, and the chat may be open, but on Instagram, I don't see the chat. So sorry, I can't see you on Instagram, but I'm glad you're listening. And if you missed the live broadcast, you can find it on my YouTube channel. And the handle is at Jewish Rock Music, of course, because I'm a Jewish singer, songwriter, musician, producer, author soon. Don't forget, my book is coming up soon. It's called Jewish Palestine / Arab Palestine. Say no more. Today we're talking about healing, and I'd like to share an interesting article with you that's actually a couple years old, but I just happened upon it this very day. It's from Israel 365. Levite sings Song of Ascents on the stairs leading to the Holy of Holies. And this was published in 2021. So just imagine as you listen that you're at the Temple Mount and you see this event take place. Echoing his ancestors from 2,000 years ago, we're talking about the ancestors of Jewish descent, a Levite musician ascended to the Temple Mount and in the face of Muslim opposition, sang the Song of Ascents in the same spot his ancestors sang the same verses in the service of the Jewish temple. On Saturday night, the month of Elul began. Elul marks a period of austerity and increased devotions focused on repentance in preparation for the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that occur in the beginning of the following month, Tishrei. So this again is an older article, but the message is still today. Yair Levy, a popular Israeli singer, decided to literally take his prayerful music up a level, meaning in the spirit of things. Levy, as his name implies, is a Levite, a descendant of the tribe of Levy, who served in the temples as musicians. On Sunday morning, Levy ascended to the Temple Mount in order to sing Psalm 121, which is part of the ascent songs that Levites used to sing on the steps of the temple. Levy's mission was risky, as the Waqf prohibits Jews from performing any religious rituals at the Waqf for the Arab, I guess, Jordanian police on the Temple Mount that don't allow Jews to pray. Oh, okay. The Israeli police also prevent this in order to prevent a violent Muslim reaction. The story began in the morning when Doron Kedar and Yair Levy decided to ascend to the Temple Mount. The two are collaborating on several projects together concerning the temple and thought that a visit to the Temple Mount would be inspiring. It is. I've been there, and it's a life changer. For Jews, a visit to the Temple Mount requires preparation by immersing in a ritual bath. After doing so, they decided to take a route past the wall adjacent to the Temple Mount upon which the letters of God's name are appearing. Whoa. And so they say, in a quote, "We were sure it was fake news or photoshopped," end quote. Kedar told Israel 365 News, "but when we saw the letter so clearly right in front of our eyes, we were blown away. It is clear that the redemption, the Geula, is happening right now. It's still happening in 2024. This is why I'm sharing this with you." Kedar is intimately familiar with the site and acted as a Levy's guide. When they got to the stairs leading up to the Golden Dome of the Rock, Levy spontaneously decided to sing. He says, "I felt responsibility to fulfill what my ancestors did for all of Israel. I am not afraid to say that I am ready to fulfill what Hashem wants from me. I am a Levite, and Hashem assigned us the job of bringing music to the temple. And I am a Levite, and this is why I sing in our synagogue. The temple is like a fruit," he says. "Our job is to tend the tree, to do what we can, to bring water, to strengthen the roots, to strengthen the trunk. And just as the fruit is inevitable, if we do our part, the temple and the Mashiach will also be inevitable." Levy sang, it says, in a subdued manner, but the sight was deeply moving. Watching him channel the spirit of his ancestors who served in the temple by singing that very song in that very spot was inspiring, Kedar said. "I saw in front of my eyes how deeply connected the Jews are to that very space. Something I thought I understood, but now I understand it in a much more powerful way." Before ascending, Kedar and Levy were very clear that his intention was not to incite anger, but to create, quote, "an act of peace on the Temple Mount." It was not intended as a political statement. I think that is why Arabs walked right past us without reacting. "I came to express who I was, my connection with Hashem, not to criticize or challenge or argue," Levy said. Remarkably, as Levy sang the moving psalm at the base of the stairs leading up to the Dome of the Rock, the Muslim structure built on top of the Holy of Holies, a Waqf guard can be seen at the top of the stairs, security radio in hand. "The guard must have been distracted," Levy said. "Arab women walked by and didn't notice me singing. I was not singing loudly, but that wasn't the point." But just as the Levites were assigned to the job of uniting Israel and the world through music, Levy has made this part of his music. Levy ended the song by adding the verse from the Numbers, the book of Numbers, in which Moses cried out to God to heal his sister, Miriam. The verse has special significance for Levy as it inspired him to compose a song from those words. The words are in Hebrew, El na refa na la. The song became a global sensation in 2021, and Levy began receiving requests from around the world for prayers of healing. The song was covered in many languages in many countries around the world, including Arabic and in Lebanon. The special significance for Levy is far more important than a musical hit. The song came to Levy as he was struggling to pray for healing for his grandmother. He says, "It came up from me in a spontaneous manner." And I can, as a musician, understand exactly what he's saying. A lot of my music, most of it actually comes when I'm dreaming at night. When I'm sleeping, I'll hear a song that just channels through me as I'm sleeping in the spirit. And if I'm ambitious enough, I'll wake up and run to my phone voice message and record it and go back to sleep because I know it's from God. It's from the throne zone. But unfortunately, there's been several times when I've just been too tired to get out of bed, and shame on me is all I can say. This simple prayer for healing clearly struck a chord with many people around the world in these troubled times. Quote, "The temple is all about connecting," end quote. Levy explained, "It connects heaven and earth, the Levites to Israel, the tribes, Israel to the world, and to the world to Hashem. Today, it connected me to my ancestors." So thank you very much for that article. And I just would like to share a particular melody that I had heard with these very words that Moses spoke and prayed to Hashem when he wanted healing for his sister Miriam. If you're watching live in the video, you can see the words transliterated. El na refana la. O God, pray heal her. And so if it's not a her that you want to pray for, you can add him or them, and certainly us. So if you'd like to join me in this prayer, it's a simple melody. Da 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 da. Repeat after me. Da 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 da. Now let's put the words in there. El na refana la. El na refana la. Again. El na refana la. And El is the name of God. El na refana la. Now here's the second part. Da 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 da. Try it. Da 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 da. Now put the words to it. El na re fa na la. El na re fa na la. Now, do you think we can put the whole thing together and then with intention pray for somebody, either for yourself or for somebody else? And my dream is to get this kind of a thing, a healing circle going in the Kahal where we gather for healing, not only for ourselves, but for others, for other nations, and to connect us all to Hashem. Let us try it together and imagine that we're together in a circle. El na refana la. El na refana la. El na refana la. El na refana la. Everybody. El na refana la. El na refana la. El na re fa na la. El na re fa na la. And we just pray for healing for all of the world. And just imagine that all kinds of people get together and sing these words that Moses sang to Hashem way back ago when everybody followed Moshe Rabbeinu and, well, actually it was the Jews, right? But there is an understanding that the father Abraham is the patriarch for the Jews, for the Arabs, and for the Christians. So could we all agree that we all need healing? And can we all agree that healing comes in many ways, but especially by the Spirit as we allow ourselves to be a channel of the Ruach, the Shekhinah, the Spirit of God? Thank you for listening. I'd like to share in closing a song called Healer that I wrote, a contemporary version of Healing. This is just an ad, but I encourage you to find my music on YouTube. Again, the channel on YouTube is at Jewish Rock Music. And I hope that you will join me every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on either twitch.tv/DeborahCohenMusic or on Instagram when it's working, DeborahCohenMusic.com. Thank you for listening to a story and a song, and I hope to see you here next week. And happy Purim if you celebrate the Jewish feast of Purim. Now let me put my glasses on so I can find it. Oh, yes, the glasses. And I really thank you. I'm sorry. If you're on Instagram, I'm sorry. I could not see the chat for some reason. It's not working today. Okay. Healer song.
There is a road ahead of me. I'm guided by your light. Heal me if I'm blind. You're the healer. There's power in your name. You are my deliverer. You are my fortress, my
Purim. This is Deborah Cohen, and I am celebrating the Jewish Feast of Purim dressed as a peanut butter sandwich, and my husband is the jelly. So if you do celebrate Purim, or you're curious what it is, study the book of Esther in the Bible and find out about this gala feast. I wish you all Chag Sameach, and I certainly wish for peace for all nations.
Emet Adar Hu Rishon.